Good morning, good morning. You are tuned into the Thursday Daily Show. My name is Marlene. What a great song. That one always puts me in a good mood, having a little bit of a dance here in my seat. That was I Can Change Your Mind by the James Hunter Six. Now, it's no secret our ecosystem is under threat, and the underdog of the natural world, insects, are under some serious threat across the globe. A group of more than 70 scientists from 21 countries are calling for action. This week, they published a roadmap to insect conservation and recovery. And so how can we reverse this decline of insect populations? We are now joined with the lovely Dr. Kate Umbers, a senior lecturer in zoology at the University of Western Sydney, to ask her what action is needed. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So let's start off by talking about what the current scenario is. What are the current issues with insect populations in Australia?
The biggest issue in Australia is that we are kind of hopelessly unaware of exactly what we have. So we've named about 30% of the species in Australia. Many of them are sitting in collections unnamed, waiting to be described. Many more are still undiscovered. So we are well behind where we'd like to be in terms of even understanding what biodiversity we have.
Wow, 30%. That really surprises me. I don't know what I was expecting, but that's quite small. And obviously, if we don't know the whole extent of all these insects, it must be hard to understand, what is currently happening if we don't know.
It's absolutely impossible. That's right.
Yeah.
So, it's sort of a cliche, I suppose, to say that you can go into your backyard and discover a new species in Australia, but it's pretty close to the truth, actually.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, and it's always a surprise for my students. But it's also like a really exciting thing, I think, for them to learn that, hey, there's lots of undiscovered species out there that we can learn about. And who knows what kind of secrets they hold, what kind of wonderful natural histories they have, what kinds of interesting biology they have, what kinds of potential cures for various diseases. I mean, we just have, we have this wonderful biological treasure that we have that we've scratched the surface of, really.
Wow. That's wow. Okay. And you've joined this week more than 70 scientists from 21 countries to create what's termed a roadmap to insect conservation recovery. And that was published in the Nature Ecology and Evolution. Can you tell us briefly what is it about this call to action? What's going on?
We're seeing sort of... I think there was a really famous German study came out a couple of years ago that suggested that in some of the reserves in Germany, there's been a really strong decline in insects mm-hmm. over the last 30 years. And there's certainly bits and pieces of data from other places in the world that suggest a similar trend of better or worse quality. One of the biggest problems we have in this field is that we don't have a great deal of good quality data to actually, quantify what's going on in insects, and that's due to a historical kind of lack of support, I suppose. You mentioned that they're the underdogs, and certainly they've been, a lot less well represented than the cute and furries, the koalas and so on, which, are equally important, equally interesting, but receive a much larger share of the research funding.
Yeah.
So we've seen these little pockets of data pop up, and of course we know that we're in the middle of the sixth mass extinction. Biodiversity in general is under threat. We're losing species. Species are going extinct very rapidly, much more rapidly than they have before humans started taking over the planet. So we're essentially looking at those facts and thinking, okay, if we lose our insects, it's a major problem. They're very, very important ecologically. They have really important functions for keeping the ecological systems going.
Yeah.
So we need to act before we get into a lot of trouble. And so we wanted to put together this roadmap to say this is what we need to do. Make it very clear, make a common statement for countries all across the world to say this is it. This is what we need to do. Here it is, very clearly in a very short piece with a list. And Germany's already putting 100 million euros into the problem.
Wow.
Let's do what they're doing and, yeah, and try to get other countries on board, particularly Australia is a very rich country. We could be putting a lot of resources into this and making sure that we are leading, you know, and really setting a great example.
And what kind of action would you like Australia to do?
Well, of course, the number one thing is to make serious action on climate change. We need to absolutely, you know, tackle that properly and with great resolve. We have one of the biggest problems with insects in particular is that we actively try to kill them because we're using pesticides all the time.
Yeah,
particularly broad-scale pesticides are not great. You know, one of the things that people can do is cancel their broad-spectrum insect killing event that people do every year. I had no idea that people even did this until I started working in this area. I didn't grow up in a family that ordered a broad-spectrum pesticide spray every year of their house.
I didn't even know this was a thing either. But
apparently this is what people do and that we need to stop doing that. But also on a, you know, an agricultural scale and things, we need to try to start to change practices there in a way that, of course, makes it possible for agriculture to continue, but making sure that we do it in a much more ecologically sensible way, which can be, you know, as good or even better as using pesticides in terms of, you know, actual farming outcomes. We need to stop knocking down all of the forests and stop destroying habitat. You know, these are very obvious things. You know, this wouldn't be a shock to anybody that these are the kinds of things we're suggesting.
Yeah.
You're reducing pollution. But also, like, getting people involved, so getting citizen science, getting people to say, hey, look, that's actually a really cool creature that's living in my backyard. Or, wait a minute, I'm going to watch this ant for 2 minutes and see what it does.
That's
rather
great.
Than squishing it, which is our job, which is, you know, scientists to tell people, hey, these are great. You know, look at them. They're amazing. They have wonderful stories. They have these intricate life cycles. You know, David Attenborough's the best, probably, at doing that.
Yeah, of course. But his documentary on insects is the best.
We all need to take a leaf out of his book. We all need to, as scientists, we all need to try to move towards doing more outreach, which is one of the reasons I'm talking to you today. So all of those things need to be done. And, you know, one of the greatest things we have in Australia at the moment is we have heaps and heaps and heaps of people graduating from university with science degrees and with advanced experience in science, but there's not a great deal of jobs for them. So we have the workforce available if we had the jobs available. So if we could put people into jobs, that would be fantastic. There's heaps of people that are banging down the doors of universities. Let us, you know, give us jobs. And they're ending up in other areas because there's no... And universities, of course, are not the only place that people, you know, that are working on insects can be employed. We need people across sectors. But we have a glut of graduates that don't have anywhere to go.
That's really interesting. We have so many experts, they just need that place, that job.
That's
to
right.
Spread their expertise to us all.
Yeah. So there's lots of things, and I think they're probably not really a surprise to most people.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us and tell us all about this call to action.
You're very welcome. We're really excited, and hopefully it gets taken up by the Australian government because we'd love to see wonderful future for the insects in Australia.